FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Get the compact tractor you've been dreaming of with $0 down and 0% interest. Prairie Land Partners is excited to offer exclusive and unbeatable prices on 1 through 5 series John Deere compact utility tractors. Tackle your hardest projects with ease from the seat of a John Deere and go easy on your finances with Prairie Land Partners. Stop by or give them a call to hear about their unbeatable fall pricing on all compact utility tractors. Some restrictions apply. See PrairieLandPartners.com for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 18th of September, 724, 56 degrees on our way to near 90 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Amy Hall with Flint Hills Technical College, in to talk about the cuts, which is not too far away. Amy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Hey, we are doing all right. So just about a month away from the cut, and I guess how excited are you and the other Tech College officials here to bring this cooking competition back to the schedule?
We are very excited. We are kind of in the works right now of watching the students from the Multimedia Design Program kind of get all the promotional materials ready with the video of the student chef kind of ramping up to, compete, and it's exciting. It's exciting watching them do it and get everything prepared.
For those who may not know, Amy, let's talk about the cut and exactly what the cut is.
Yeah, absolutely. So the cut is an event we do at the Tech College. It's a three-round culinary competition where four student chefs from the culinary program are put up against each other in a competition and against a clock where they will be working in the renovated culinary arts kitchen that was brand new just a few years ago. They'll be presented with a basket full of mystery ingredients at the start of each round in the competition, and they'll have limited time to create completely out of their own brains random dishes with those mystery ingredients. And then there are three judges. So Gus Bays from Radius, the chef at Radius, and Jessica Simmons, Gourmet To Go Catering, and then one of our guest judges who actually had the opportunity to purchase that at the gala. They will be the ones to test these dishes that the students come up with and determine a winner. So if you've seen Chopped on Food Network, it's very similar to that.
This is basically the full-blown live, not edited version of Chopped, basically.
Yes, exactly. And, what's really unique about this event, so we're holding a watch party under the tent. I'm sure if you've driven past the Tech College within the past month or so, you've seen the huge tent out in our field. So we have some tables set up, and there will be a watch party under the tent where our multimedia design students will actually be filming the competition and live streaming it to that tent, and guests will be able to enjoy some appetizers and hors d'oeuvres that are prepared by the culinary program while watching the competition live.
Yeah, you can watch that competition, and I'll tell you what, the video folks, they do a great job with that, but the judging actually takes place under the tent, so you'll be able to see, all of the chefs and the judges sample the food there, and then watch who gets cut, I guess, and who
That's
does not
right.
get cut. So how do we get tickets for this event, Amy?
Okay, so tickets just opened up this morning. So if you go to fhtcthecut2023.givesmart.com, that will take you to our event website, and there you will be able to click on the buy tickets link, and they're $30 for a seat to enjoy the live watch party. And our event sponsor, Radius Brewing Company, will also be providing a cash bar at the event. And you'll be able to enjoy some hors d'oeuvres that are prepared by the FHTC Culinary Arts students as well.
Good deal. So it's a wonderful experience coming up here. And, you know, the other thing, too, Amy, as we look at the schedule here for the college, this comes right after the renaming ceremonies that will be taking place at the main facilities, too. So a really cool, just in general, atmosphere, but kind of being included in the Diamond Jubilee has got to be something that's really cool, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's kind of that mission of, we really are trying to create more of a real collegiate feel and kind of almost like a little homecoming type week. So we're excited to have that energy and create that atmosphere for everyone in that week.
So do you have the name of your participant chefs?
I don't have all the names yet.
All right.
Okay. Not on me, no. But we got to see, like I said, the multimedia design students get their film of them, and it's kind of fun because they really get into character and get pretty competitive, and they're excited. It's exciting to watch.
Well, they've got to be focused. There's no doubt about that. They are against, as you mentioned, Amy, against the clock, and
yep.
They're getting ingredients. They have no idea what it is until moments before they must prepare, you know, a
yes.
dish for the judges to sample. So no easy task, that is for sure. So they put it all on the line. It's very entertaining to watch, really it is. It's not a bad spectator sport, to be quite frank, and the multimedia department does a good job of
right,
making
absolutely.
The presentation available to those who will be able to watch under the tent. And Chuck, will you be there?
I will be there in my what has become my traditional role of emceeing here, so it's going to be a ton of fun.
We are so excited to have Chuck again. He always, you know, he kind of makes the event what it is for our guests that come and enjoy it. And, you know, it's exciting. We sure appreciate KDO's support every year in this event. So.
All right, so give us the date again there, Amy.
Okay, so October 19th, and the watch party will start at 6 p.m., and it will go until about 9 p.m., yeah, and so, and like I said, you'll be able to enjoy a cash bar from our event sponsor, Radius Brewing Company, and enjoy the competition and some hors d'oeuvres prepared by the culinary students as well.
Outstanding. And the web address to get those tickets today?
Yes, shtcthecut2023.gibsmart.com.
I would assume you have a link on your website too, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And we'll be shooting all that out on social media and whatnot. There's an event page on Facebook as well. So, yes, definitely keep an eye out for those things as well.
It's The Cut, Flint Hills
right.
Technical College, coming up on October 19th. Amy, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
You too.
Amy Hall with us on our primetime newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, they are fast disappearing for the month of September. As a matter of fact, we don't have any in the 7:20 time slot for this week, and we only have two for next week, the 26th and the 28th. So let us know what you have for late September, early October, and call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Gene Linhart will be our Newsmaker guest tomorrow morning, talking about Madison High School homecoming and alumni weekend activities, which is... yes, this upcoming weekend.
And our Newsmaker Primetime Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KVOE Live and Local 732, 56 degrees. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
Some of us seem to have trouble remembering that those red lights on our dash are not for decoration. The check